You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Coming up next is Sunday, August 6th church service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from Sylvie and the worship team.
Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will have dreams of dreams. And the young shall see visions, even on the male and the female servants. In them days I will pour out my spirit. And I believe this is the time. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, the blood and fire, the columns of smoke. The sun shall turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be whom the Lord calls. Amen. People, I believe we're close to that. Amen. I believe we're in the end times. And we're going to see things happen here that we've never dreamed of that could happen in a place like Canada. And it's happening all over the world. You know, we went north to a family reunion. There was a little over 50 of us. And there was three of us that know the Lord. And that was it. That was a hard time. I mean, what do you talk about? You talk about when you were young and everything, but nothing about the Lord. So I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you're going to reach out and touch our families and all our friends. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we'll have an awakening and the Holy Spirit will completely take over their lives. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for revival in our families. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for this valley, that they will turn to you, Lord, because that is the only way. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, your love makes me sing, hallelujah. There is no one like you. No one like you, oh God. And you are our source, Lord. You are the wellspring of life. God, we just want to ask that you would come and refresh your church this morning. Lord, that you would pour your spirit out, Lord, in such a beautiful way. Lord, that we would come to the well and just drink from your living water. Because you refresh, you restore, you renew, Lord, and we thank you for that. There is nowhere else that we can receive, Lord. I would rather be in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. That's where I'd rather be. And I would rather be with you, Jesus, than anywhere else on the face of this earth, Lord. Hallelujah.
Teach me some, my Lord, yeah.
word always. You are good, and your love endures forever. So we just sing that with our whole hearts, Lord. Change our hearts, change our minds, Lord, to align with your truth that you are good always, all the time. You are good, good.
Praise the Lord. It's children's church time, so all the children that are 11 and under, please come forward before we go downstairs. We'll just have a word of prayer. So all the little ones, we got something exciting for you today. I hope you're excited to be here, because we're excited to be together. Okay. I think we got everybody. They're coming. They're dragging themselves, but they're coming. Okay, guys. So let's close our eyes. We're just going to have a short prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear us today, and you know each one of us, oh God. And I pray for each child that's here today that you will reveal yourself, oh God, to each one of them, that they will know who you are and how much you love them, and that you have a mighty plan for their lives. So we ask your blessing. We ask your hedge of protection around and about each one of them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We're going to let the children make their way to children's church this morning. So good to see the children being taught the things of God. How many know that's important? If you have your Bibles this morning, if you could turn with me to John chapter 16. And I want to share for quite a few moments on, are you relying on the Holy Spirit? Are you relying on the Holy Spirit? How many know that we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? Amen. Let me say it again. How many know that we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? Amen. You cannot live for God without the help of the Holy Spirit. You know what? I think a lot of people are trying to serve God without God. There's a lot of people that are trying to serve God without God, and without the help of the Spirit of God, you are going to fail. Yeah. Amen. You cannot serve God without the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And you know, this is something that the Lord laid on my heart when I was preparing this message, that without the Holy Spirit, the church turns to religion. The church becomes religious without the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? The church becomes a social club without the Holy Spirit. It's just a list of activities that we participate in, but there's nothing happening in the Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? You know, a lot of people go to a church because there's a lot of activities. They go to a church to make friends. Nothing wrong with that. But friends, I go to church primarily to meet with God. I go to church primarily to let the Holy Spirit flow through me, that I would become a vessel of the Spirit of the living God. Father, I just pray this morning for a release of the Holy Spirit in this room. I pray that our understanding, Lord, that there would be revelation knowledge this morning in this house. Father, I pray this morning that we would gain knowledge of how much we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Even on a daily basis, moment by moment, we need the Spirit of God. And Father, I pray this morning that every religious spirit would be broken over this house today. I pray that every attempt of the devil to turn this church into a social club will be broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every attempt to cause this church to be a center of religion would be broken in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the river of anointing to flow through this house like never before. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that we would not be able to predict what will happen when we gather together, because the Holy Spirit is in control. Father, just help me to deliver this message this morning. I too need the Holy Spirit to help me, to teach, to preach this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The Lord has shown me that He wants to take this church on a journey. A journey with the help of the Spirit of God. To show us how important His ministry is in the church. And how we can't live fully and completely for the Lord without the help of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16 verse 5 says, "But now I go away to Him who sent me," Jesus speaking here, "and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. I'm leaving, and you're not coming with me." That's what Jesus was saying. I'm leaving, and you're not coming with me. Now what are you going to do? I was with you every step of the way. You saw me perform miracles. You saw me speaking to the Pharisees. You saw the sacrifice that I made. And now I'm gone and you're behind. And sorrow has filled your heart because what are we going to do now? Nevertheless, verse 7, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. Can you imagine Jesus saying that? It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. The Helper. But if I depart, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you and to me. Are you hearing me this morning? I am going to send him, the Holy Spirit, to you and to me. When you got saved, the Holy Spirit came to live within you. You have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I don't think we understand the fullness of what I just said. You have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God lives within you as a born-again believer. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, you take the Holy Spirit with you. Are you hearing me this morning? I want to say it one more time. Wherever you go, you take the Holy Spirit with you. And he has become our helper. How many need help? Come on, how many need help this morning? Let me see your hand. How many need help to live this Christian life? Come on, how many need help? It seems to me, growing up in the Pentecostal church, being a third generation Pentecostal, it seems to me that we don't need his help anymore. We can do it ourselves. We have the technology. We have the wisdom. We have the know-how. In the early days, friends, people had to pray. They had to get on their knees and seek God to gain his wisdom and his direction. But it seems now we don't need to do that anymore. We are smart. We need his wisdom, God's wisdom. We need God's enablement. We need the direction that the Holy Spirit would give us, even on a daily basis. We cannot live this Christian life without the help of the Holy Spirit. I know I'm repeating myself, but friends, it's a good commercial. Hallelujah. You can't do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. You can't live for God without the Holy Spirit. And God's going to let you struggle until you realize it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Are you hearing me this morning? God's going to let you struggle until you come to the realization that it's not by might nor is it by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Let's jump down to verse number 12. I'm going to come back to these other verses in another message. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. That is the work of the Spirit of God, is to lead us and to guide us and to direct us into the truth, a fuller knowledge of Christ, a greater understanding of his word, hallelujah, a fuller unveiling of the heart of God to the believer. You know what? You can go down to the library downstairs. There's probably about 300 volumes down there. You can read every one of them. You can open up your Bible and read it from cover to cover, 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 cover to cover. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit to show you the meaning of the word, if he doesn't illuminate things to you, it's all a royal waste of time. Friends, when you pick up this book, you need the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? Whatever you're reading, if it's from God, you need the Holy Spirit to understand what God is saying through his precious word. You know, there was a time that we put more emphasis on the Holy Spirit than we did even on cemeteries. Seminaries. It's okay, you can laugh. The greatest knowledge you can possess is what God reveals to you by the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? When you're reading your Bible, you're depending on the Spirit of God to show you and to reveal to you the truth. Yes, you might look at a commentary. Yes, you might look at those study aids. But ultimately, it has to be the Spirit of God that brings the truth off the pages of this book, hallelujah, and deposits it in your spirit. I don't think we depend enough on the Spirit of God. I think, if I can be honest this morning, I think we depend too much on ourselves. Oh, I don't need to pray about that. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to bring that to God. I know what I'm doing. I don't want to bother him. I don't want to bother God. You know, the biggest mistakes I've made in my life are those that I have not prayed through over and got the mind of the Holy Spirit. I think people make decisions sometimes at the spur of the moment without the help, guidance, and direction of the Holy Spirit. I think people make decisions at the spur of the moment without the guidance and direction and leadership of the Holy Spirit. I heard recently that God doesn't always do the same thing twice. How many know that's true? I think that we need to get back to dependence on the Spirit of the living God for almost everything, if not everything. Because what if God wants to make a change? What if God wants to insert himself into a situation and circumstance and you've got it all planned out? He wants to break up your plans. Hallelujah. You know God delights in that? Breaking up human plans so he can show forth his power and his glory and get you to understand the fullness of the anointing that he wants you to have. But whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. We know that refers to the book of Revelation, but it also refers to the alarm bells that go off within us. The revelations that God shows us even on a daily basis. You may not know the day. You may not know the hour. You may not know the month. But I believe that we can know the season. We can sense deep within us the season that we are currently in. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is so powerfully working within us to reveal truth to our innermost being. Glory to God. That things become engrafted. They become part of us. And here's something else. God wants to take of his heart and he wants to reveal it to you. Are you hearing me? I believe that God wants to show us his heart. Hallelujah. The depths of his heart. Glory to God. He wants to come by the Holy Spirit and reveal this to us. It's going to change your prayer life. It's going to change my prayer life. Hallelujah. When God begins to show up and show us things that we have not seen before. You know one thing God showed me? You can't help somebody that you're criticizing. If you're criticizing somebody, let's say it's your husband. I know you wouldn't do that, but just in case you would. If you're bickering and complaining against someone, you can't help them. You've shut off the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to flow through you to help that individual. You say, what's the scripture for that? The Bible says, you have to take the plank out of your own eye in order for you to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. There's so many things, treasures, folks, treasures that the Holy Spirit wants to bring forth from the depths of the heart of God for you and me, treasures. We're satisfied with the little things that we have, and yet God has so much. The Apostle Paul says, the treasures of the vastness of God. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. And friends, let me tell you, it's nice to read books about somebody else's revelation that they got, but I want my own, hallelujah. I thank God for those books that we can read and we can hear about somebody else's revelation. But I want my own revelation. I want God to reveal something to me personally. Look at Romans chapter 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, Pastor Raff talked about this last week, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. If you're being led by your carnal nature, if all you're doing is feeding it, you're going to die spiritually. But if by the Spirit, I want to say that again. If by the Spirit, I want to say it one more time. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. How do we put to death the deeds of the body? By the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Not through religious means. Not through carnal activities. Oh, did you hear? I don't know if you heard this or not. Smoking causes cancer. Did you hear that? And you know what they've also discovered recently? Drinking causes cancer. Did you hear that one? That was just recent, last week. Drinking causes cancer. I'll never drink any more water again. Alcohol, drinking alcohol causes cancer. There are things that we need to put to death. There are things that are getting in the way of the work of the Holy Spirit in and through our lives, and the only way to deal with them is with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I want to share in another message. The people God uses, the people the Holy Spirit uses to speak to you. Aren't you thankful for that? That you're part of a church body, and so someone can be led by the Holy Spirit to deposit a truth inside of you, to deliver you, and to set you completely free in the name of Jesus. The only way to deal with the deeds of the body is by the help of the Holy Spirit. Period. Now, the Spirit of God uses different methods and means. He works through people, circumstances to speak to us. But ultimately, it has to be the Spirit of the living God. Lastly, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. This is just my introductory message on the Holy Spirit. We're going to go deeper. With the help of the Holy Spirit. Aren't you thankful for that? You're not depending on Dave Ripley. David Ripley. To help you. But you're depending on the Spirit of God flowing through me to you and through Pastor Raph to you. Are you hearing me this morning? It's not me or him or anybody else. It's the Spirit of God flowing through us. Oh, glory. Things are not always as they appear to be. I want you to remember that. Things are not always as they appear to be. When you peel the onion, you get to the core. That's what God's after. What's happening at the core? That's what God wants to do in a person's life. He wants to get to the core of their being and change them and transform them by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Him we preach warning. You know, God sends you to somebody. And you say, why is God sending me to them? They have it all together. Why would God send me to them? They've got it all together. You see, God doesn't look at the outward appearance. God sees the heart. Did you know people that appear to have everything together, sometimes there's something rotting in the inside of them that needs God's touch and ministry in the name of Jesus? Let Him sweep over us. Let the wind of the Spirit blow over us this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to get through this verse again. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or mature in Christ Jesus. Okay, that sounds good. Now, how does Paul do it? Verse 29 is the answer. To this end, I also labor, striving according to His working, the Holy Spirit's working, which works in me mightily. God was so moving in the Apostle Paul's heart. He was so being equipped and strengthened by the Spirit of God that out from Paul flowed a mighty river, hallelujah. And wherever that river flowed, it touched people, it ministered to people, it delivered people, glory to God. He says, I'm laboring, but not in my own strength. I'm laboring, but not in my own power. I'm preaching, but it's not me. I'm witnessing, but I sense someone else at work within me. It's the Holy Spirit. Friends, I'm not trying to be overly humble this morning, but anything that helps you will not be of me. It has to be of the Holy Spirit. If you're going to touch anyone's heart, it can't be you. John says that I may decrease, that He may increase. John says that I may decrease, that He may increase. John says that I may decrease, that He may increase. The less of me and the more of the Holy Spirit, God will have His way in our lives. You talking about getting slain in the Spirit? No. I'm talking about the deep work of the Spirit of God in you, where the Holy Spirit begins to manifest himself in and through your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever he's depositing within you is that which you are delivering in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Did you know that one word that the Holy Spirit gives you to deposit in someone else is better and greater than you sitting down with them from morning till night and sharing just your story? My heart's desire, Pastor Raff's heart's desire, is that this church would be so full of the Holy Spirit. God moving in and through our lives in the name of Jesus. You say, how does that happen, Pastor Ripley? It happens by saying, you know what, God? Without you, I can't do it. I need your help. I need your help. In every aspect of my life, I need the help of God. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. I need him to show me the way, to guide me, to direct me, to strengthen me, to enable me. Will you bow together and let's bow together in prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm inviting the Holy Spirit to invade our lives like never before. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to invade our lives like never before. Lord, let there be a shaking. Let there be a shaking, Lord, in our hearts and lives. A deep shaking by the Holy Spirit. Just like he did in the Book of Acts. The place where they were assembled was shaken. Literally. By the Holy Spirit. Father, I'm praying that our dependence upon him would become greater and greater and greater. That we would move out, Lord, depending on the Spirit of God to be our helper every step of the way. Lord, I'm going to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning and listening. Please join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.